The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so Kenny, I have very few traditions that we, the Limas, have established. Over the last few years, since I met my wife, we had two kids, we bought a house, we rarely get in fights, which is just extraordinary.
Moving on.
Anyway, so we have these traditions. One of them is we go to this neighborhood in Fairview Park, and it is incredible. It really is like the Griswold house, and all of the houses are the same. They're very close to each other, so the street is lit up. Like, you could see it from the skies. It is amazing, but maybe not for long. Here is audio from WKYC.
Every holiday season, Rick DeChant and his festive neighbors on Seabury Avenue in Fairview Park find great joy in the thousands of people who come and see their famous holiday lights. But changes are coming, with Fairview Park Mayor Bill Schneider and Police Chief Paul Shepard saying crowd control has become a problem, with complaints about traffic, parking, noise, trespassing, theft, vandalism, drunkenness, and even someone urinating in a yard.
And there was a time last year that there was 1,000 people within a half mile driving down your street.
They've announced they'll be enforcing a ban on any personal property in the street's right of way, which includes lights, electrical cords, and signs, meaning no lighted arches over the sidewalks or holiday lights on the tree lawn, so first responders have a clear path in emergencies. Also, no more buses or limos allowed on the street. The city is encouraging holiday lights as long as the rules are followed.
Do I want to be the Grinch? No, but unfortunately I took an oath of office and I can't turn a blind eye to a violation that we absolutely know is going on.
The city says failure to comply with the lighting rules is a fourth degree misdemeanor.
Boo!
Audio courtesy of WKYC.
All right, Kenny, the arches are the
urinating.
Best part. The
drunkenness.
Arches, well, that's the first thing you do. You urinate when you get there because you've held it in.
You won't let me use
that's
the bathroom.
That's my family's Christmas tradition.
Put some porta potties out there and then it rectifies everything. Or how about you let me in your home? Just let me in your home and let me dispose of whatever I need to.
Kyle and Sarah let me do it back in Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
Went to the bathroom.
Come
on. It was nice. Nice neighbors.
This stinks because obviously almost everybody participates in this. There's always going to be a few holdouts, as you know. Same thing, Halloween. We have a Halloween street that is one block over from us in Bay Village. And almost everybody contributes. There are a few that don't, and you move on. It's not the end of the world that they don't. So, yeah, it probably sucks to be on that street if you're not one of them. But I think it's just something that you got to put up with.
Seabury Street is what this is called? Oh, I got to take a drive down here.
See, this is just adding to it.
Apparently, it's Caligula.
It is awesome because they do. They do the arches. They really light them up. As far as like exposed cords and whatever, yeah, I mean, how else are you supposed to really do this?
Well, no, you can get cord covers.
Yeah.
Or you just do what I do and knot them up and then...
Okay, know. So can't they just say that? Like, just do that and then come
by
and...
But I think the issue is the public drunkenness and the... So somebody was...
Yeah,
somebody
I believe
was
this laundry
up.
List.
Traffic, parking, noise, trespassing, theft, vandalism, drunkenness, and even someone urinating in a yard.
That's eight. That's what okay. I heard eight
traffic,
right there. That's too many.
Traffic, like, yeah, there are going to be times... There are going to be this window... And I think everybody knows when it's going to be up and the hours that it's going to be. Would it be annoying if you work second shift or third shift and have to deal with that? It is not easy to get in and get out of.
Is it a main thoroughfare?
No. I mean, it's a neighborhood. It's a neighborhood that is probably very quiet and calm, except for the 2 weeks where this is awesome. And it is. It is totally awesome. If you go back there, you'll understand. And you have pockets of this in every community. When I was young, Menor, there was this incredible neighborhood, huge houses, and they went all out. And so, yes, everybody came out from all over the place. And I'm sure it was annoying for the people that lived there that weren't into this. But I just think is this against the law? Is it against the law to put up...
Even someone urinating
okay
in the
so
yard.
Arrest the people that are urinating, have police if you think it's that big of a deal.
Well, I don't think the police,
but it's not up to the homeowners to curtail urination.
Wait
from,
a minute, as a taxpayer,
I can
you
go
want
down anybody's street
patrol?
Right now and urinate. Is it the house's fault?
No, wait, again,
the people living on the street,
hold on just a second.
You're
here.
Defending this?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
to some degree.
God.
To some degree.
Didn't you say you have a house next to you that you can actually go in and participate in Halloween?
No, you can go up to it and participate in Halloween.
Should
they'll
they
just
put
let
an
me
end
walk
to that?
In the house.
I'm sure there's some
no,
violations.
But we're not.
Kenny wants to put an end to fun
silly.
As we know it.
But do you have? But the whole thing is, you just said
Kenny
to post,
sucks.
You just said to post a cop up there and to have him stand. I'm supposed. Don't do that. This ain't the afternoon show. Don't you do that. And second of all, you don't just have to.
You're whatever. A mean one. Mr. Carmen,
you don't just post a cop up there for an interminable
amount of time. If you think it's that big of a deal, if you think this
you wanna,
is
you wanna
the end of the world in Fairview Park.
In this case, you want to literally urinate away taxpayer money by having a cop have to sit out there and make sure no one goes number one and shows up drunk to go watch the lights. No.
Here's
no,
what
no.
happened.
You guys had
somebody
your chance,
didn't participate, and somebody saw one person urinating, and they
one
called the
police.
One
is too many. One is
they
too many.
They called the police. Like it was the end of the world. Like their dogs don't crap all over the neighbor's yards.
One is too many.
I mean, come on. It's good for the grass anyway.
No,
watch it in the spring.
It's not
it'll be
good
amazing.
For the grass. Dog poop is not
it'll
good for the grass.
It'll be amazing.
It's terrible for the grass. It's poison for the grass.
Well, what are you feeding your dogs? Come on.
I fed him kibble for 12 years. He was a good dog, and now he's dead.
And you have no grass.
And he killed the grass.
Nitrate-rich
yeah.
food.
Yeah.
And then we
do that.
It.
I can't believe you're taking up for this.
Because
this is Americana.
Because I have a responsibility to my neighbors, do I not? I mean, I could have a triumphant display, but I have to be responsible to the neighbors.
So put up a nice display, but make it forbidden for anybody
listen,
to come
I,
down your street?
Guys, I am the king of don't tread on me. I wouldn't move to a place that had an HOA. We've talked about this a million times.
Yeah.
But I do have a responsibility as a good citizen of a good town to not create a disturbance. And if it creates a disturbance, maybe it's up to me to hire private security. I'm not going to put taxpayer money out there and make them pay for a cop to have to sit at the end of the street.
What I want to know is...
Simple solution.
What is the parking problem? Yes, people park all over the streets. Then they go back to their
parking
car and they leave.
A little much.
Come on.
Parking problem's a little much. I'm not going to... I didn't defend the parking
just
problem.
Post a picture of Calvin peeing on a picture of Calvin peeing on someone's yard. And then you're fine.
Bob in Twinsburg. Ken's war on Christmas has started. Very
oh,
sad.
Yeah,
yo,
that,
Bill
that,
O'Reilly.
Me, yeah, me.
Bill O'Reilly me. Warned me about this, that people like
guys,
you would
right.
be coming for Christmas. If, and here, 2024, it has.
If you guys could just say happy holidays around me, it'd be much better.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.